presentation for Suzanne, Suzanne Hovey, H-O-V as in Victor, E-Y, August 22, 46. Address as a letter to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, 7756472. Dear Terry, consultation, Mrs. Hovey, Suzanne, 79 year old lady, evaluation, assessment of kidney abnormalities in the presence of overlap rheumatological problems, including rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and limited scleroderma. She follows for these problems with University of Michigan. She's been affected for longer than 15, 20 years. Prior use of methotrexate, Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, but complications of pneumonia. Presently, low dose of prednisone and rituxan. Last dose was in September. Has persistent hypogammaglobulinemia. She denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. Stable weight and appetite. Presently, no vomiting. Question minor esophagitis and dysphagia. Denies active gastrointestinal bleeding, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea bleeding. She's not aware of anemia. No recent EGD. Last one, 5-10 years ago, no varices. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no change on Valium, no gross incontinence. She is incontinent of stools. She wears pull-ups. And this is chronic longer than 15 years. She does have history of prolapse, anal prolapse, follow university. Stable edema, compressing stockings, no gross claudication symptoms or ulcers, no discolor of the toes. She has chronic dyspnea, palpitations on activity. Is supposed to have pulmonary function test and 6 minutes walking test in the near future, as well as an updated echo. There is minimal cough, no sputum production, some problems of sinuses requiring clindamycin treatment. A stable Raynaud. Also doing a Holter monitor. Does have some dry mouth and eyes, but no ulcers. Does have neuropathy lower extremities, which has been blamed to COVID vaccine. Next paragraph, the past medical history for overlapping rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, limited skin scleroderma, prior positive rheumatoid factor anti-CCP. Interstitial lung disease documented 2023 on high-resolution CT scan. That's when they started the rituxan. Exposed to plaquenil, no toxicity on the eyes. She denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no liver disease or pulmonary hypertension, denies coronary artery disease. No blood transfusion, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, no kidney stones. She did mention sounds like superficial lower extremity vein thrombophlebitis when she was pregnant. No more details available. The prior COVID. Next paragraph. Prescient medications. Prednisone. Sildenafil, Sildenafil, because of the scleroderma. Pepcid, Lyrica, Plaquenil, thyroid replacement, calcium, artificial tears, nasal spray, Lomoto. Next paragraph, side effects, medications, penicillin, Keflex, Solfa, doxycycline, minocycline, loperamide, Prilosec, nortriptyline, duloxetine, latex, azithromycin, erythromycin, omeprazole, adhesive tape, cephalosporin. Next paragraph, review system for osteoporosis, esophageal reflux and esophagitis, esophageal dysmotility, hiatal hernia, Schatzky ring, S-C-H-A-T-Z-K-I-S ring, next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, drugs. Next paragraph, denied family history of renal failure. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 171 pounds, 59 inches tall, 128.70 on the right, 120.76 on the left. Decreased hearing, normal speech, non-respiratory distress, normal eye movements, tongue limited, opening of the mouth from scleroderma, does have fine rals, a quarter on the bases, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, normal S1, S2, nothing to suggest pulmonary hypertension, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, 2+ bilateral edema, severe deformity, typical for rheumatoid arthritis, bilateral hands. Next paragraph. The most recent echo reported as normal ejection fraction 65%, normal right and left ventricle, enlargement of the left atrium, moderate. Otherwise, minor abnormalities. This is from March 27. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From February, low white blood cell, anemia 11.9, normal platelet count, creatinine 1.1, representing a GFR 51. Normal albumin, calcium, sodium potassium acid base, normal glucose, phosphorus, normal magnesium, ferritin 192, saturation 14%, cholesterol, thyroid, B12, folic acid, normal. Next paragraph, most recent anti-double-stranded DNA, negative, with normal C3 and C4 complements from November 2025, hepatitis B and C not reactive, no evidence of tuberculosis by QuantiFERON, has low IgG levels, pro-BNP in the 300s, also low IgM, low level of CD8 lymphocytes, CD19, CD20, not detectable, effect of Rituxan, no protein in the urine, no blood, no imaging for kidneys. Since 2024, in that opportunity, small kidneys, 9 on the right, 9.6 on the left, no obstruction, a small cyst, bilateral, some degree of septation, will consider a Bosniak, B-O-S-N-I-A-K, category 2. Radiology recommended another picture in 4 years, that will be 2028. There was no obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, no activity in the urine, nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis, incidental Bosniak 2 test that might need to follow down the road. At this moment, nothing to suggest activity of rheumatoid factor, activity of rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or scleroderma affecting the kidneys. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. She is not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. No evidence of pulmonary hypertension or core pulmonal. Continue management of her rheumatological condition by yourself and University of Michigan. All issues discussed at length with the patient. End of dictation.